Appalachia's coal country, struggling to diversify its local economies amid the sharp declines in employment at mines and power plants. An Eastern Kentucky organization called SOAR, or Shaping Our Appalachian Region, is trying to help. The group is betting big on high-speed internet and industrial development. As Sydney Bowles reports, those goals are proving challenging in a rural coal mining region.
The energy is upbeat in Pikeville, Kentucky, as elected officials, nonprofit leaders, and agency heads meet at the Appalachian Wireless Arena to talk about economic development in rural eastern Kentucky. It's the annual meeting for SOAR, an organization that, well, I'll let some of the event attendees describe it.
SOAR basically is designed to stimulate growth of Appalachia.
It connects leaders in Appalachia and brings them together.
It gives us the opportunity to connect with resources that will make Appalachia soar.
SOAR was founded in 2013 by Congressman Hal Rogers, a Republican, and Kentucky's former governor, Steve Beshear, a Democrat, and the mission was fairly radical. SOAR recognized that communities that depended on the coal industry had no choice but to build new, diverse economies.
We have chosen to embark on this adventure to transform Appalachia.
SOAR would help with its 7-point regional blueprint. Among those 7 points are promoting small businesses, building regional tourism, and boosting industrial development. But the devil's in the details, and 6 years into SOAR, local officials continue to struggle, particularly with attracting big industry.
You know, outside of our area, a lot of people are still seeing negative stereotype, poverty-stricken area, uneducated. That's not true.
That's Bill McIntosh, the Economic Development Coordinator for Perry County. Part of his job is bringing new businesses to the 200-acre Coalfields Industrial Park. Like other industrial parks in the region, this one was built on strip mines in the hopes of attracting industry. At the breakout session at the SOAR Summit, local officials, including McIntosh, listed the challenges those industrial parks face.
Sometimes it is remote in the sense that it doesn't have something. It doesn't have gas, or it doesn't have broadband, or it doesn't have rail.
The SOAR blueprint acknowledges that industrial development, like its other objectives, depends on one big goal, high-speed internet. SOAR was instrumental in coordinating Kentucky Wired, the 3,000 miles of fiber optic cable that would light up every county in the Commonwealth. Young people would stay in the region. Tourists would extend their stays. Businesses would flourish. But Kentucky Wired has been behind schedule and over budget, and many locals lost hope that it would ever become a reality. At this year's SOAR conference, Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin and Congressman Rogers had a big announcement. The network was complete in southern and eastern Kentucky.
And there are so many negative haters, so many people who poo-poo things and say, this can't happen, it's not possible. But I'll tell you what, we've never quit.
Soon, Kentucky Wired will deliver high-speed internet to government offices, schools, and universities. But residents may still have to wait years until internet service providers and county governments develop plans to get internet to them. Here's Deck Decker, the executive director of the agency that oversees Kentucky Wired, speaking to a small crowd at the SOAR Summit.
I mean, I don't think anybody in this room will tell you they've got a magic bullet that's going to make the last mile just automatically appear and, in Harlan County, but we're going to give it our best to start working with that.
The completion of East Kentucky's middle mile is a big accomplishment for SOAR, but more work is needed for the network's full potential to take flight. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Pikeville, Kentucky.